But I must say that one of the most disturbing elements that I've heard about with regards to Hurricane Katrina that hit New Orleans as a Category 5, and there was supposed to be an evacuation plan in order, but however, if you've read the newspapers or seen the media, you know that that was a complete failure towards people of New Orleans that stayed behind or had no means to get out. At the same time, would rebuilding an area of land below sea level that has been devastated by broken dikes and a system of water control that became uncontrollable and somewhat chaos. Is there any way to turn back and rebuild there? Or as an engineer of renewable energy resources, do you see another element that can be used for that particular space?
That would require some visionary contemplation. It is not obvious what the right answer is here. You know, I was asked once to go to the site of Chernobyl and to work with the people that were returning to the lands to discern how we could best alleviate their exposures. Now, the radioactivity was so potent in these farmlands that they were returning to that when they were taking photographs, the film was being activated in these bright bursts from the amount of radiation coming out.
Actually, can I just point out that the ramifications of that, which was a facility built by men and exploded in Chernobyl, which created mass radiation exposure for most of, I believe, Russia and the Ukraine, there has been many reports of birth defects and other elements of degradation of the ecosystems. Do you have any comment about that?
Well, the death toll was extensive. It reached far into the Arctic, where they had to slaughter all the reindeer, the people, the Laplanders that depended on them, lost all of that. So it was an extraordinary devastation. But there are people living on the lands that were near ground zero of this phenomenon. Ironically, the city of Chernobyl is now become a rich forest, and because there are no human beings there, the Earth is restoring itself with the multitude of strategic engagement of the Earth that is manifested around us.
Well, I'd say perhaps you consider that a small miracle in terms of the devastation that it caused, but at the same time, even for every small miracle, isn't there more devastation going on across the planet that is caused by mankind that would counteract that and almost make it seem minuscule by comparison?
Well, yeah, indeed. I mean, the notion that we would take our atmosphere and fill it with the carbon that's been stored for hundreds of millions of years from all the plants and creatures grabbing the carbon out of the atmosphere and putting it in. We've just burnt it all. We just had a huge burn, and now we have a planet whose breath is suddenly transformed to a point where that delicate balance of incoming radiation and outgoing heat has been massively disrupted. I mean, it's so clear. And we all experience its manifestations. I think that there is a widespread understanding of this, but those who we choose to lead us and those who rule in the corporate realms of finance and of fossil fuels are doing all of their efforts to present a proposition that this was actually impossible. It was just, this is an act of God. They're not denying that the world is transforming. They can hardly deny that the ice cap is half its thickness in the last three decades and that the Northwest Passage is opening up. They're looking for commercial opportunities. Those kind of monumental transformations of planet Earth are just the beginning, because all of that takes away those interactive, self-preserving elements that constitute the wonderful era of planet Earth that we live on.
I think you touched a major nerve there with the term self-preservation. It seems that in all our wondrous glory as a race of people, or humankind, if you will, that somehow we've blown it.